Okay, we're on Yudzayin Amud Beis, the bottom. Chol Yoshachar HaShavas, if Yontif falls after Shavas. The Shami Omrim Matbilin Esakom Lifnei HaShavas. Everything has to be Tovo before Shavas, because everything has to be Tor for Yontif. So Rashi says where we learn it from. But you can't be Tovo the things on Shavas or on Yontif. So everything has to be Tovo on Friday before Shavas. So Beisil Omrim, Kalim Lifnei HaShavas. Kalim has to be Tovo before Shavas. But all of them be Shabbos. But all of them can tovel himself. People can be tovel on Shabbos. B'shavin shemashikin esamayim b'chli evin l'taron avalom matbilin. U'matbilin migav l'gav michabura l'chabura. Everybody agrees that if you have water that's tameh, and you have a kli evin, that you're allowed to, what's it called, be mashik the water to be matayaret. Hashoka is where you connect the water in the kli to the water in a mikveh, and the water in the kli becomes tar. There's no tahara for ochlim in a mikveh except for water. And it's not because you tovel the water in the mikveh, it's because you connect the water to the mikveh. Once it's connected to mikveh water, it becomes tar. Rashi, matbilin esakol, the last part of the Mishnah, the Gemara explained. Matbilin esakol, kol atzorek tvila bein adam bein kelim. Whatever needs tvila, you have to be tovel before Shabbos. We learn in Rosh Hashanah that a person has to be tahor during Yontif. The Tzav v'nivlasim lo sigo says by a regular Jew that he shouldn't touch a nevela. Umokim lo beregos. Where it says he can't be talking all the time because the Jew is allowed to matami himself. Just a kohen is not allowed. Even a kohen is only to tumas meis. So what is this v'nivlasim lo sigo? Right, talking by Yontif. Hilkach, Yakbil, and Prashas, the reason is, different reasons. One is Xeris HaKosu, that you have to be Tor during Yontif. The more Yontif is Kodesh, and you have to be, and then it has a tremendous Shefa, and if you're Tomei, you can't get that Shefa. It's Xeris HaKosu. Another reason is, the Rambam seems to say, that you should be able to be Tor to make your Korbanos, Korbanos Riyah in the Azor. You should be Roy for making your Korbanos. So according to the second reason, it only applies in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. According to the first reason, applies even today. Hilkach yadbil the erev Shabbos, dosu lahadbil v'shabbos yontif. Therefore, everything has to have tevila beishamah, he says, before Shabbos, because you're not allowed to be tovel on Shabbos or yontif, because it looks like you're being mesakin the person or mesakin the kli. Because until now it was tamei, now you made it tahor. It's tikkun mana. Ubeisil omrim, v'hadin nakat Shabbos, revus hashmin lebeisil. Tafil v'shabbos shoru v'odav. Right, why it says Shabbos and Yontif? You say you can be Tovel on Yontif too. But the idea is that even on Shabbos you can be Tovel. The Gemara Meforish might time it the Kalim Asurim. According to Beisil, if you can, a person can be Tovel, why can't you be Tovel Kalim? If you don't say Tikkun Mana by the person, why do you say it by the Kalim? The Shavin Shemashikin Esamayim, Mishiesh Lomayim Yothim Lishtos, Vinitmu. He has water that's drinkable, but it's Tomei. Memali Mohen Kli Evin. The noslam the mikveh, right? You fill up a kli evin with them, and you put them in the mikveh. Mayim meluchim, ad shemash mashik mayim lamayim, till the two waters touch. The nimtzu elu zruim mechubarim lemei hamikveh ubat le agavayu v'taru. It's like you're planting the tamei water inside the mikveh water, and once that happens, just like a seed when you plant it becomes tar, so too water when you plant it in a mikveh becomes tar. The ain otar v'nikvah l'chol ochlu mashkin l'lamayim. There's no such thing as ochlim u'mashkin that you can be matayer in a mikvah except for water. And it's not because of tvila. There's no such thing as tvila for ochlim or mashkin. But here it's not because of tvila. It's because of hashoka. The lo b'tor is tvila, el b'tor is riya. Kedamrin b'psachim b'tera kol shah. Avalo matbil and bigmar meforish, ain nosin osam b'chliyeh, it's tome. You can only put them in a kli evin, which is not makabel tumah. And then you could be matahir the water. But you can't put that water into a kli eitz that's tameh and put the kli eitz in the mikveh and make the waters touch, because then you're being matahir the kli also. Hatzorech tvila, hashikam bo, kedei lahalos tvila the kli, agav hashaka samayim, can't do that. Right? Even though you're allowed to make the water tahar, you're not allowed to make it tahar in a kli that's tameh and at the same time be tovel the kli. Umatbila migav legav viyantit, Umechabur lechabur, Gemara explain what this gav legav and chabur lechabur is. The kulei amla nias kli b'shabbos lo. Can't be tovel kelim on Shabbos and Yom Tov. My timer. Omar Rabba gzeira on Shabbos at least. We'll see what about Yom Tov, but on Shabbos. Gzeira shemi itlenu b'yado v'avirenu arba amos b'shus aram. We're afraid that you'll carry the kli arba amos b'shus aram. You forget it Shabbos, you'll carry it on Shabbos. Just like lulav and shofar and megillah. Omar le abaya yesh lo bor b'chaseiru maikel aneimar. If you have a boar in your chassis, you don't have to go to Rosh Hashanah, and while well, it goes there, that maybe you'll take it out. Amar Leg Zera, boar b'chatzeru, after boar b'Rosh Hashanah, ain't a chenami. Right? When you're not even allowed to be tovel in a place where you don't have to carry, for fear that you'll forget and you'll carry it into a place or the boar won't have water in it that day or whatever. Amar says, let's say nach Shabbos, that's very good for Shabbos. The Yontif, Michael, and Amar, why can't you be tovel Kalem on Yontif? Yontif, you're allowed to carry. Where it says Gozer Yontif after Shabbos. There were Gozer Yontif after Shabbos. Right? And here it could be that even according to Beis Shammai, the carrying is Lesorich Ochel Nefesh. You have to drink the, what's it called? You need the Kli for Ochel Nefesh or whatever. Because Beis Shammai holds you're not allowed to carry things except for Ochel Nefesh. So Yontif also wouldn't be allowed to carry. But Pashtas here, Tzilas Kalim or whatever is Lesorich Ochel Nefesh. Rashi Ve'avirenu Arba Amos B'Shus Arabim Nimkomo Adam Mikvah. You will forget, and you'll carry it to the mikveh. Mara says, what if you have a mikveh in your Rishus HaYochid? Umi gazrina, mi achmur abonin, kulei hai. Oh, I didn't get it yet. Okay, now, okay. So Mara says, yontif ma'ikol neymar, gozer yontif atav Shabbos. When they made the gzeirah, you can't be tovel kelim on Shabbos, they included yontif, because yontif is also called Shabbos, and if you'll be tovel on yontif, you come to be tovel on Shabbos. It's all one big gzeirah. So Mara says, umi gazrina, we make such a far-fetched gzeirah, right, to protect an Issa the Rabbanan. But it's not the Shovin Shemashikin Esamayim Bechli Evin Letaran. Avalomad Bilin. The E Issa Nigzra Hashok Hatu Hatzvala. If we're making such far-fetched gzeiros that everything is osir, then why do we allow you to be tovo water, right, or a kli, water in a kli, to make Hashoka? Let's be afraid that if you'll do that, you'll be tovo other kalim. And if you'll be tovo other kalim, you may come to carry them. As Mar says, the Tisbra, he islay mayim yofim, honey lomali lameva, luhu, hashoka. If you have drinkable water that's tahar, what are you doing? Why are you being tovel this? Get your other water. Water's no big deal. If you have water, it's an elamai, it's talking in a case we have no other water to drink. So that's why you have to be mashik this water. Ela delesle, the kivan delesle, miser zoribu. Since you don't have any other water, you're very careful with this. And you won't come to forget or whatever. You'll be very medactic what you do with that water. Rashi, the tisbara, the ha kushu. That is a question. Mizur zoribu shelo. What's it called? Do you think this is a question? In other words, that why aren't we gozer hashaka atu tvila? Where it says no. Mizur zoribu shelo yitamu. It's very careful with this water. They shouldn't become tummy. Since you don't have any other water, you're very careful that this shouldn't become tamei. And if it does become tamei, it's for sure something that's not usual. And milsud lo shchicha lo gazur barabonin. Since it's milsud lo shchicha to have only enough water to drink that's tamei, it usually doesn't happen. So therefore, in that kind of case, the rabbanon didn't make a gzera. Eisvei madlin bidli tamei vahu tahar. Right, you're allowed to what's it called, to use a dli, right? You can take water from a well with a dli tame, right? And it becomes tar by itself because you're using it to draw water, okay? So you're not using it to be metahir the water in it. You're using it for its regular use, okay? Mashenkin, the other case where you took a kli tame and you put tame water in it, and now you want to be mashka the water for the sake of what's it called, and the kli will become tar also. You're doing the kli also for the sake of tahara. That's no good. But over here, you're using the kli for its regular use. You want to use it as a ladle, right, to draw water from a well. Happens to be its tame. When you put it into the well to draw the water, it'll become tar. So that's okay. The iis or nigzur dilmosi lad bule veine. Right, if that's the case, we make such far-reaching gzeros, then why don't we make the gzera here also, that you shouldn't be allowed to use a dli tame even its normal use, when it becomes tar, because we're afraid that you'll end up being tovel tome kalim, just stand to be tovel them, and then you may end up carrying them. Since he's only mutter to do it, right, by drawing the water in its normal, natural way, so you'll remember not to be tovel regular tome kli, Rashi. And it becomes tar automatically by being put into the well. It's not similar. He spoke this out. It's not similar to the case where you use a kli tame to be mashke mayim tameim. Why? The hashem kol atzma lo bo el atayir bein mayim bein kli. Over there, your whole purpose is to make something tar, either the water or the kli, or both together. Right, so since your kavana is to be matayer, the water, then even though you're doing the kli together with the water, it's awesome. Hilkach muchav milsa de tvila. It's clear that you're doing it l'shem tvila. The time of the tvila asura mishum de nira kemesakin kli. Tvila is also because it looks like you're fixing up the kli. Because until now it was tamei, and now you're making it tar. You're changing the kli. V'hai merzi, aval hocha ein hakol yodim shad dli tamei. Not everybody knows the dli is tamei. Using the dli for its regular use, to draw water. V'haroe omer lisho mayim halolu hayitzarech. I'm not going to say that you're being tovel. They're saying you're using it for the regular thing. But over there, there's no purpose to put the kli into water except for tzvila. So that's awesome. Zemara says, dilma nigzor dilma osilet buli beinex. Why shouldn't we make a gzera that you can't use the ladle, right, to draw the water, because you may come to be tovel a kli regularly, and then we're afraid that you'll, what's it called, end up carrying it. Below shivas mayim, without using it to draw water. Zemara says, mitoshala hutrolo tvila zu, el al yedei delyo b'shivaso, she'en kein derashar tvilo, since they only will matter you to be tovel this kli in the normal usage of drawing water, you'll know that you can't, you do it any other way. Zochor hu sha tvila asur b'yantif. Remember that tvila is asur yantif, and he won't come to be tovel things without drawing water with them. Okay. Eishve. Kli shenitma me'erev yantif, ein mat bilin osu b'yantif. A kli that became tamei on erev yantif, which you could have been tovel erev yantif, you can't be tovel on yantif. B'yantif mat bilin osu b'yantif. But if the kli became tamei on yantif, then you could be matbel on yantif. Din isa nigzer di yantif after the erev yantif. If we make such far-reaching zeras, make a gzera not to be tovel a kli that was became tummy on yantif for fear that you'll be tovel a kli that became tummy on erev yantif. Where it says tuma bi yantif nils lo shichei. Since everybody's tahar on yantif, it's mitzvah like we said to be tahar, so being tummy on yantif is lo shichiach. And nils lo shichei lo gozu barabonin. Rashi. Later on, the Gemara will explain, it's talking where it became Tomei be'av hatuma, on what's it called, on Erev Yantif. So, ein mat bilin also be'yantif, ho'el v'hoyel olat bilin be'ol yom. You should have been tovel at Erev Yantif. You didn't, so now you can't be tovel at on Yantif. Be'yantif mat bilin also be'yantif. But if it became Tomei on Yantif, you could be tovel it. V'yishtamish bo hayom chulin, she'en tzrichim harashemish, l'chora, it's what's it called, what's it going to help to be tovel it? It's not going to become tar till sunset. Sunset, yontif's over. So why don't you wait till after yontif to be tovel it? The answer is that even though you need harav shemesh for truma, but for chulin, you don't need harav shemesh. You can use a kli that's tar without harav shemesh, even for chulin shenasu, what's it called, ayidei tahara. Somebody wants to use kalim, dafka tahorim, especially during yontif, so he's allowed to use it for chulin, even if we went to the mikveh and you didn't wait till the sunset. Sunset only you need for truma. Delo shchiche shari kol mitarim beregel. It's not shchiach for people to be tameh during yontif because there's a mitzvah to be tar. The choshken shezihirim militameh. Right, people have to become tar for yontif. Surely they're careful not to become tameh on yontif. Okay, eishve klisha nitma ba'av hatuma ein matbilan also beyontif. Another price. The kli that we became tomei with an av hatuma, right? You can't be matbil on yontif. Bivlad hatuma matbilin also be yontif. If it only became tomei with a vlad hatuma, right? Then you could, right? Rashi, kli shenitma be av hatuma mi erev yontif kidleil. Here we're talking about where it was Erev Yontif. So if it became Tomei with a Av Hatuma, Erev Yontif, you can't be Tovel on Yontif. Ein Matbilon also be Yontif. The Kivin of Tomei Minatora, Havileke Misakin. An Av Hatuma makes Kalim Tomei Minatora. Since it's Tomei Minatora, so it looks like you're Misakin it, right? There's a strong Tuma, and now you're taking it away. The Vlad Hatuma ain't Kantikun. A Vlad Hatuma is only Matami Akli Midrabana. So the whole Kli is only Tomei Midrabana, and the Tuma is not that strong. And therefore, correcting it is not a big deal, because you're only correcting a tumah the rabbanon. The midaraisa tor me'alyahu, she'ein kli tomei ela ba'avatuma. A kli can never become tomei min ha-Torah except from an avatuma. Kiritanya ba'kol shochtin, ochel u'mashke metame mi'avre kli cheres, ve'ein kol ha-kele metame mi'avre kli cheres. Right? Ochel and mashke can become tomei from the avir of a kli cheres, right? But no kli can become tomei from the avir of a kli cheres. Okay, mishum dahavi le vlad atuma, because it's not an avatuma, avir of kli cheres, only a vlad atuma. So shemasha b'socho ein metami machmas asheretz. What you have is like this: you have a sheretz inside a kli cheres, and then you put something else inside that thing. So the sheretz doesn't touch the thing inside. So how does it become tami? Because the sheretz is metami the kli cheres, and the kli cheres is metami. The what's it called, the thing. The klicheres is not an avatuma, it's only a vladatuma. So the, what's it called, so the klicheres now is metame, the could be metame oakland or mashkin that are inside there. But it can't be metame kalim. Because the klicheres, it can never be an avatuma. The klicheres got tuma from the sheretz. Sheretz was an avatuma. So the klicheres can't be metame kalim, only oakland or mashkin. Right? Yesh meforshim klisha nitma ba'avatuma. Afilu nitma b'yontif, ein matbilon also b'yontif. So that's talking Erev Yontif, Rashi says. And the reason is that since it became Tomei Erev Yontif, and you could have been Tovelet Erev Yontif, being Tovelet on Yontif, and it has a strong Tuma d'oraisa, looks like Misakin. But Enochinami, if it became Tomei on Yontif, according to the first Lashon, you could be Tovelet. You couldn't have Tovelet Erev Yontif. Even Tuma d'oraisa, you could be Tovel on Yontif. That's the first Lashon. Yesh Meforshim, Rashi says, that it's talking where it became Tomei on Yontif, the Avatuma. And still it can't be Tovelet. It can only be Tovel things that became Tomei on Yontif with a Vladatuma. Why the time Mishum the boy Harif Shemesh? Because Lemaisa, if it became Tomei with an Avatuma, then you have to wait till sunsets for it to become Tar, at least for Truma. Right? The Tuma Deoraisa Tzrich Harif Shemesh. Tuma the Rabbanan doesn't need Harif Shemesh. It becomes Tar immediately when you're Tovelet. But Tuma Deoraisa, right, the Torah says that it doesn't become Tahor, Lagabi Truma, till after the sun sets. And Mela, what are you toveling on Yontif? Wait till Motzei Yontif and tovel it then. It's not going to help anyway till Motzei Yontif. Hilka Choyl Ve'ino Roy Hayom Tashmish Lo Yad Bilenu. Can't use it anyway today. The Kashili. So Rashi's like, I can't understand that. Halo Roy Ve'ashlamish Lo Chulin. You only need Harav Shemesh for Truma. You can use this Kli for Chulin. That Naso Al-Taras HaKodesh. You don't want to be then become Tamei. The chulin, because it's yontif. You don't want to tame your chulin either. So you want to do it in a kli tahar. So it becomes tahar on yontif for chulin. She'ein harif shemesh elo truma v'kotshim. K'disnan tovo v'ola ochel b'maiser, harif shemesh ochel b'kotshim. Person be's tame, right? Even tuma d'oraisa, and he's tovo, he can eat maiser. Because maiser doesn't have the same kedusha as truma. The only thing he can't do is eat truma till it gets dark. So you see, for Kulin, it doesn't become Tomei. Okay. Where it says, the Im Issa, and if we hold that you make such far-reaching gzeiras, then why aren't we nigzer ha atu ha? The gozer, what's it called, the thing, Erev Yontif atu Yontif, and Vlad Atuma atu Avatum. Where it says, no, Vlad HaTuma, what do you want to do? To asher tovling of Vlad HaTuma, what's it called, if it became Tomei Erev Yontif? Because maybe you'll come to be tovel something that was Tomei with an Av HaTuma. No, Vlad HaTuma Heichem Ishkachas Lo, Gabi Kohanim, right? The only Vlad HaTuma, what's it called, that's going to make a difference, Mihu HaTzorech Rashi, Vlad HaTuma Heichem Ishkachas Lo, Mihu HaTzorech Bilo. Who has to be tovel something that became Tomei Deorais, Durabonim? Ain't well a Kohen. Only a Kohen has to be Tovelet. Why? To have Vlad HaTuma Rishon, Uklisha Nitma Bo Sheni, Umutu L'Chulin. because a kli that became tame with a is a vlad atum is a sheni, and you can use chul in it. So Jews, regular Jews, don't eat truma; they don't eat kosher. Only kohanim eat truma and kosher. So only a kohen is going to have to be tovel a kli that became tame vlad atum, because everybody else can use it because it does not matame chulin. Shein sheni also shlishi bechulin. Bechulin, anything you put in that vlad atuma kli is not going to become tame, because a sheni doesn't make a shlishi. Shlishi is only by truma and kochin. The ain sorek lad bilu el the truma, and regular Jews don't eat truma, so they don't have to have kalim that are tahar for chulin. Right? It's not matame. A keli that's the vlad atuma is not matame, and therefore what the kohanim zrizim hain. And kohanim was the reason, so we're not gozer on kohanim, right? Since the only reason we'd have to make a gzeira on a vlad atuma is for kohanim, we don't make gzeiras on kohanim, not begabi tuma. Zrizim heim, velo also l'mishrei da avatuma. Kohen knows the difference. He's not going to be matur and avatuma because we're matur and vlad atuma. Inom is zrizim, he loved tuma glikleir. But he knows l'shirich. Another pshat is there's reason they don't usually let things become tame. And if it became tame, it's something that's not usual. And something that's not usual, we don't make a gzeira. Toshma, domer of chia barashi omarav, nida she'in lo begodim. Right? A woman's a nida, and she doesn't have a dress that's tohar. And she wants to wear a tohar dress on yontif. Right? So maremes a tovelis b'begodeha. So when she goes to be tovel, legabi her nida, which she's allowed to be tovel, she's a person, right, she can wear her clothing loosely, so it's not a chatzitza, and the clothing becomes tamei automatically. So the people are not going to say she's doing it for the sake of the clothing. They'll say she's doing it to be matayah herself, just like with the dli. And mamela, what's it called? Mamela, clothing become tar. Im isa nigzar dilma osi l'dbuli b'anayu. Let's make a gzeira that we're afraid that if we let her wear the clothing when she goes to be tovel for her nidas, she'll put tovel the clothing separately. Right. Since she knows that we only matter her to be tovel these begotten wearing it, she's not going to do it on not wearing it. That's it's not something that you make a mistake between. Rav Yosef Omer gzeira mishum schita. Rav Yosef said that the only reason that we don't let her be tovel, one second, chain lo begodim, Rashi, tahorim, v'hachlif, v'vil bo shachar tfilah, so she doesn't have tahar begodim to change into after she'll be tovel and become tahar. All her clothing are tummy. V'hayom yontif, ve'en yichol hadbil es elu shaleha, and she can't be tovel the ones that are on her yontif. So what does she do? Ma'arem es v'tovelas k'shilavusha. She goes to the mikveh dressed, loosely. The solka lo tfilah v'kelim, and then the tfilah helps even for her clothing. Doesn't look like she's being tovel the clothing because she's going to be tovel herself, and that's mutter. The other mutter lit boke beisaylil the nearer can be yakir. Come on, person's allowed to be tovel because we don't think he's fixing himself up. He's done going to cool off. So it's not muchach that he's doing it the same tahara. Maybe he's just doing it to cool off. Rav Yosef Omer time in the masnisin the tvilas kalim b'shavas yontif asirim mishum shchitas begodim. Rav Yosef says the reason is not because maybe you'll come to carry, right? That's what Rava said. But Rav Yosef says different reason. We're afraid if we let you be tovel kalim on Shabbos and Yontif, you'll come to squeeze them out. Kalim over here means clothing. So you can't be tovel kalim on Shabbos and Yontif, gzeira, because you make squeeze the water out. Af sha'af hein b'chlal kalim, right? Shechitas begadim is kalim. So where it says, that's very good for clothing. But why can't you tovel a glass? You're not going to squeeze out the water from the glass, right? If we let you tovel glasses, you'll become to be tovel your clothing. He asked all these questions we asked. If you make such a gzeira, then make all these gzeiras. And we answer the way we answer in each one. Rabbi Boy Omar, Gzeira Shem Yishe. Right? The reason we don't allow you to be tovel it on Yontif or Shabbos, because you may hold it over and not tovel it and end up not toveling because you got busy on Yontif. So we want you to tovel at Erev Yontif to make sure that it's tahor. Rashi, Shemi Yishev, Ishorishly like Molina B'Yontif, if we allow you to be tovel on Yontif, Mashi Le'ad Yontif, Shupame, because you're busy Erev Yontif, so you'll put it off till Yontif to tovel it on Yontif, V'Ossi Bubasol Kachli, they takol Ishtamish Ben Truma. And because you're holding it over, no, we're afraid that in the time that you kept it, Tame, you'll use it for Truma by accident. So we want you to be tovel it as fast as possible. We want you to leave Tomei Kalim in your house. Rava Omar, Tanikov Isis Rabbe Boy, Klisha Nitman Me'erav Yontif, Ein Matbilin also Beyontif, Zera Shemi Yisha. If the Kli became Tomei Erav Yontif, take care of it right away. Because we're afraid that you'll leave it over, and in the time that you leave it over, you'll, what's it called, you'll end up using it for Truma, and being a Tomei the Truma. Rava Omar, either Dafur Kohanim, no, or you'll loan it to a Kohen or whatever, and he'll use it for Truma. Rava Omar Nation Nirakim Isakin Kli. Rava says the reason you can't make Tfilas Kalim on Shabbos or Yontif is what the reason we've been saying until now, because it looks like Tikkun Mana. Looks like you're fixing up the Kli. The Kli was Tomei, now you made it Tar, you're fixing it up. So we think you could fix up Kli Kalim in other ways too. He says, Ihachi Adam Nami, that's the case, and it looks like you're fixing up the person too. So why shouldn't that be we usher? Adam Nirakim Miyakir. No, a person, when he goes into water, doesn't look like you're fixing him up. He's going to what's it called? Cool off. That's if you're going into nice, clean water. What if he's going into a swamp? To be tovel. So nobody goes into swamps just to cool off. Sometimes a person comes when it's a shrav, it's a, what's it called, a heat wave. The rochets afilu v'nei mishra, right? And he, what's it called, cools himself off even in water that was used to clean clothing. In other words, it's filthy water. But you need to, you're really hot, you want to cool off, you cool off even in filthy water. Rashi, rova omar, taimin amasrisa meshen nirik amasakin kli, v'damila tekanis malacha, v'gozra lovin rabbanu. The rabbanu answered it because it looks like a malacha, like you're fixing up something, fixing up a kli. So you may end up doing other fixing up, which is takamalachas. That's good for clear, clean water, which people go in and bathe in and cool off it, right? But what's it called? What about dirty water? Bishrab chom. When it's very hot, may mishra shishor na pishtan b'hem. Use water for cleaning clothing or for soaking pishtan. In preparing it, it becomes disgusting, the water. From the psolus of the pishtun, still some people jump into that to cool off when it's very, very hot.